rule requiring that ballots be hand-counted on election night.
Election Board Chairman John Fevere, who voted against the rule, says,
I am just concerned about the legality of some of these and whether we're overstepping our bounds as a board.
Those concerns are also shared by Attorney General Chris Carr, who told the board in a letter that the new rule is not supported by current state law. Republican member Janelle King says she respects the opinion.
But ultimately, the decision is up to us, and I know that we were within our statutes.
Election officials say the change will cause delays in November. Supporters say it will ensure voter confidence. Jonathan O'Brien for CBS News, Atlanta.
Acting Secret Service Director Ronald Rowe said today it's his agency's fault for allowing a man to wound former President Donald Trump in Pennsylvania in July, and actions will be taken.
With respect to accountability, the Mission Assurance Review has identified deficiencies in the advanced planning and its implementation by Secret Service personnel. These employees will be held accountable, and this agency has among the most robust table of penalties in the entirety of the federal government.
Trump continues to criticize Jewish Americans who aren't planning to vote for him, and he claims Israel won't exist if he isn't elected. CBS News political director Finn Gomez says this is political calculation on Trump's part.
Trump sees that there is division within the Democratic Party over the Israel versus Hamas war, and he's trying to take advantage of it.
As the fighting intensifies between Israel and Hezbollah militants, President Biden says he's not letting up in his efforts to stop the tit-for-tat attacks.
We tried from the beginning to make sure that both the people in northern Israel as well as southern Lebanon are able to go back to their homes. Go back safely.
The president spoke today at the White House at a cabinet meeting. Israeli jets carried out an airstrike in Beirut that killed a senior Hezbollah commander. Earlier, forces in Lebanon fired more than 100 rockets into Israel. Here's CBS's Robert Berger in Jerusalem.
Israel has responded with some of the heaviest airstrikes we've seen since the start of the conflict 11 months ago. And the Home Front Command has urged Israelis in the north of Israel to avoid mass gatherings and to stay close to bomb shelters.
And this just in, the adult son of North Dakota U.S. Senator Kevin Cramer has pleaded guilty to homicide and the death of a deputy. Ian Cramer was involved in a crash in December 2023 that killed the deputy. Senator Cramer has said his son suffers from serious mental disorders. On Wall Street, about an hour before the close, the Dow is down slightly. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
WRJN News is brought to you by Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant. Voted Wisconsin's best RV dealer. Lowest prices ever right now. ProsserRV.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The FBI and Mount Pleasant police are looking for help to identify suspects in a July 5th shooting that injured three people. A reward of up to $10,000 is being offered for information leading to an arrest. An 11-year-old girl in Racine is being praised for saving her seven siblings from a house fire Wednesday. The Racine Fire Department contained the fire and credited Trinity Cornish's actions for saving lives. Authorities suspect arson in a Kenosha incident where three trucks were found burning early yesterday. The fire started with one truck and spread to others. Environmental groups are urging Microsoft to increase its use of clean energy for its Mount Pleasant data centers. Although Microsoft plans to use some solar power, the group wants more substantial renewable energy commitments. Racine bus riders will soon see changes. The Common Council approved a new payment system for Ride Racine starting October 15th. Replace the 10-ride pass with a $16 weekly pass and reduce monthly pass costs by a dollar. And a public meeting in Kenosha next week aims to gather community input on a plan to eliminate serious crashes on county roads. A comprehensive safety action plan seeks to identify safety hotspots. It's funded by a federal grant. That meeting's next Thursday at the Kenosha County Center. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Attention RV enthusiasts. The end of summer RV liquidation sale at Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant means prices are the lowest ever. More than 150 new motorhomes and campers, class A, B, C, toy haulers, bunkhouses, fifth wheels, travel trailers, teardrops, and more. There's something for everyone. Trades welcome, no reasonable offer refused. Lowest prices in the country on in-stock inventory. Your journey awaits. Call 262-898-2610 or visit ProsserRV.com.
Jordan Love might be ready to play this week. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. It seems all anyone can focus on is the quarterback situation in Green Bay. Jordan Love was hurt in the season opener, but he might be available to play this Sunday. Love said he's feeling better.
He's definitely feeling a lot better. A lot better from when, you know, the injury happened in Brazil. So, you know, the whole thing is, like we said before, just taking it day by day. Trying to see, you know, how it feels every day. And coming here, keep doing the treatment, keep doing the rehab. And, you know, was out there today and just trying to take it day by day and just keep feeling it out. But it's feeling better.
If Love can't go, Malik Willis will get his second start. His former team, the Tennessee Titans, hosts the Packers Sunday at noon. The NL Central champion Milwaukee Brewers lost Thursday 5-1 to the Arizona Diamondbacks. The loss puts the Brewers three games back of the National League's best record. Same two teams tonight in Milwaukee. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
As we push into our last weekend of summer, highs today will reach the low 80s and soar to the mid 80s tomorrow. Showers and storms move in Saturday night, soaking us at times on Sunday. As we flip the page to autumn, our temperatures fall to highs in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 84 degrees at our studios.
Robinson and the Miracles and Tracks of My Tears on WRJN. Well, hundreds of communities across the country have banned gas-powered leaf blowers, usually because they're annoyingly loud. Another reason to phase them out? A single operator using a gas leaf blower for 1 hour generates the same smog-forming emissions as one car driving 1,100 miles.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it. But then I know it's growing strong. in the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. So lonely, we fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? One touching one.
To the Wingspread Conference Center. Local news and timeless hits.
Colors anymore. News, timeless hits, WRJN. Stuart J. Waddles is here. And Stuart, yeah. I'm not normally in the practice of giving out free commercials, but I think I need to do it this time.
All right.
I was just reading that Milwaukee's Holler House turns 116 this month. Are you familiar?
Not familiar. The Holler House?
Holler House.
H-O-L-L-E-R?
Yes.
Okay.
It's the Holler House Tavern and Bowling Alley It celebrates its 116th anniversary this month as the nation's oldest bowling establishment, a claim confirmed by the U.S. Bowling Congress. It was founded on September 13th, 1908 by Iron Mike Skoronski. It was known then as Skoronski's, but it's the oldest bowling house. I took a picture. I took a look at it online. I saw a picture of it. It's got two lanes.
Is it regulation?
I don't know. The lanes look awfully old. I wouldn't be surprised if the lanes are 116 years old. But
do they still have like 8 or 9 year olds back there picking up the pins and setting them? Because I'm pretty sure that's how they used to do it.
That my dad used to do that. My dad was a pin setter in high school.
Was he a little fella? Because I heard that the people a little smaller in stature were better for that type of job.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't terribly little. No.
Okay.
But I think he did it in high school. Yeah.
Any splinters?
Could be. I don't know. All right. That's Stuart J. Waddles, who keeps us up to date with local news throughout the day on WRJN.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Pilot with Native Roots for their program Awake Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. on 540 a.m. WAUK. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Searching for the best pizza in Racine? Head straight to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones. Ferraro's has your lunch and dinner cravings covered. September presents a limited time flavor pack special. The Philly cheese steak pizza, creamy Alfredo sauce, tender chopped beef, and melted provolone topped with fresh onions and green peppers. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Game time. Is your home's defense ready for the fall season? Gutter helmets from Hardy and Jensen provide a winning season of protection. This solid defensive line keeps leaves, twigs, and debris out. No more risky climbs up a ladder. Keep your loved ones safe. No gimmicks, no ladders, no more gutter cleaning. Visit the showroom on Highway 20 in Racine, just west of Green Bay Road. With the pros at Hardy and Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy and Jensen, that's where you go.
$1 million. That's big, really big. This September, Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee is handing out a cool million, and you've got a shot at winning your share. The big $1 million giveaway is here. Just play with your rewards card and you're entered to win. Couldn't be easier and couldn't be bigger. No wonder it's called the Big One. For more details, visit paysbig.com/big one. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7 year old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio. Sponsored by Age of Learning.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
When the sun is down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot you wish your tired feet were fireproof. Unbearable down by the sea, yeah. On a blanket with my baby, where I out to hear the happy sounds of a carousel. You can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Tonight, mostly clear and a low of 61. Tomorrow, sunny and 80. Sunday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Cloudy with a high of 74.
Mercy.
Covers Racine's local news like we do. We've been doing it for 97 years now, covering the county, city, and neighborhoods you live and work in. What do you say we get you into the WRJN Radio Park newsroom?
This is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. The state Supreme Court will decide whether Robert F. Kennedy's name should be removed from the ballot in Wisconsin. Kennedy is now a member of Donald Trump's transition team. He's trying to make it easier for his supporters to vote for Trump. He's been fighting that battle in court here in Wisconsin, where previous judges have told him under state law the only way off the ballot is to die. The case was in the 2nd District Court of Appeals, but the Wisconsin Elections Commission asked the state's high court to rule. Now they've accepted the case. And while the National Teamsters Union declined to endorse a presidential candidate, Wisconsin's did anyway. The National Union represents more than 1.3 million members and has endorsed a Democratic candidate in every presidential election since 2000. The Wisconsin chapter of the Teamsters unanimously voted to endorse Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz. They joined Teamsters unions in Michigan, Nevada, and Pennsylvania, who have done the same. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Bus riders in Racine are in for a change. The Common Council this week approved a new payment system for the Ride Racine system. Starting October 15th, the new Wisco payment system will introduce fare capping, replace the 10-ride pass with a $16 weekly pass, and reduce monthly pass costs by a dollar. Officials say the changes are designed to simplify the fare structure and offer passengers more flexibility. As his opponent goes on offense, Congressman Brian Stile is talking about fundraising. Democratic candidate for the 1st Congressional District Peter Barca this week held an event blasting Stile's stance on abortion. Yesterday, Representative Stile put out a statement saying his House Administration Committee is pushing for criminal investigations into a Democratic group's handling of political donations. Stile says he's reached out to attorney generals in 5 states, citing concerns over hundreds of millions in donations from people that, according to his committee, can't afford to make those donations. A public meeting next week in Kenosha aims to confront crashes on county roads. A session is set for next Thursday, with organizers seeking community input on their plan to eliminate serious crashes on county highways. The Kenosha County Comprehensive Safety Action Plan, funded by a federal grant, aims to identify and address safety hotspots across the county. Concerns can be shared at the Kenosha County Center at 5 next Thursday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
As we push into our last weekend of summer, highs today will reach the low 80s and soar to the mid 80s tomorrow. Showers and storms move in Saturday night, soaking us at times on Sunday. As we flip the page to autumn, our temperatures fall to highs in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 84 degrees at our studios.
Shining through the window lets me know everything's all right. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
paper laying on the sidewalk, a little music from the house next door. So I walked on up to the doorstep, through the screen and across the floor. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, and it's time to play Can You Guess? Women do this in two-thirds of households in the United States. Do what? The answer? Manage the money and pay the bills. Thank God my wife does it in our house.
Oh, can't you see?
Don't matter what the people think.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Be sure to make an appointment to join Terry Havel for his much-heralded Rock and Roll Never Forget show. It's Saturdays from 10 till 2 on WRJN. It's the stories behind the hits and the stars we play every day, and some songs you may not have heard for a while. It's tomorrow morning at 10 on WRJN.
I may not always love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, oh, life would still go on, believe me. Show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
Olson in Show and Tell on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. You're going to want to stick around in the 4 o'clock hour. That's when we're going to give you another keyword in the Go for the Greener Gold contest. It's the WRJN Text to Win contest. It runs through September 28th. It's your chance to win $100 cash or a 14-karat gold chain and qualify for a chance to win 2 indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold play in Green Bay. Here's what you're going to want to do. You're going to want to download the Civic Media app, and you're going to text in the keyword that I'll give you in the 4 o'clock hour. Text the word back for your chance to win. It's all coming up on WRJN.
Hop on a captivating crime-solving ride with Agatha Christie's Murder on the Orient Express, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theatre Guild. A blizzard strikes on a dark, stormy night, stranding a train on the tracks. Inside the luxury coach, a murder has occurred behind a locked door. But how? Renowned detective Hercule Poirot must investigate the treachery and scheming before the killer strikes again. Details and tickets at RacineTheatre.org. RacineTheatre.org.
Is your backyard feeling a little blah? Let Runnings in Burlington help create your personal oasis. Everything you need to add comfort and style to your home. Top-notch grills for family barbecues, cozy patio furniture perfect for unwinding, high-quality mowers and tools to keep your space looking sharp. And for your pets, we have everything to keep them happy and healthy. Visit Runnings in Burlington today on Milwaukee Avenue and let them enhance your home and outdoor life. Runnings, your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. The Brewers are celebrating the best fans in baseball once again at Fan Appreciation Night on September 28th, presented by Toyota. Giveaways include a Bernie Chalet snow globe, magnetic schedule, and more. Learn more and get your tickets at brewers.com/giveaways. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org, insured by NCUA.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. The Lanes on 20 to celebrate the 20th of September. It's the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. Open bowling specials, unbeatable food and drink deals at Angry Brothers Pub, and the proper start to your weekend, the Friday Fish Fry.
Yes!
Whether you're a seasoned pro or just looking to have a ball, the fun rolls all the time at the Lanes on 20. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Make a difference in your community today. Find the perfect volunteering opportunity for you at volunteerwisconsin.org or by getting in touch with your local United Way or Volunteer Center. There are so many ways to get involved and make an impact. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
When fake desire is the fire in the eyes of chicks, whose sickness is the
here's the punch.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. It was on this date, September 20th, 1969, in a meeting with John Lennon, Paul McCartney, and Ringo Starr, John Lennon announced he was going to be leaving the Beatles. The Beatles didn't officially break up until about 6 months later. Here they are now. It's Get Back on WRJN.
JoJo was a man who thought he was a loner, but he knew it couldn't last. She gets it while she